Alexis, green manure. Do you have to feed the horse anything particular in order for it to be green?
not particularly. No, we're talking about a slightly different type of green manure here. Actually, not the one that comes out the back end of a horse. Now, green manure is basically a way of enriching the soil, but you actually grow particular types of plants on bare ground. So this is an ideal time to do it after your vegetable garden's finished or the soil's looking a little bit tired. You do what's called your plant a crop of green manure. So these are actually plants which fix nutrients from the air and they pull them in. Sounds like magic, and they pull them into the plants, and then they you dig the plants into the soil and it releases those nutrients into the soil for the next crop you plant. So there's a number of plants that'll do this actually. Mustard is one. So you buy the little mustard seeds from your garden centres, sow those on your vacant vegetable plot and then allow them to grow. And then just before they come to a flowering stage of their lives, you dig those into the ground. They help with the structure of the soil as well as also releasing quite a lot of nutrients back into the soil. Another one of these as well is lupins. Now, these are notoriously good at bringing back nitrogen into the soil. Now, nitrogen is one of these really essential elements for making plants grow nice and green and grow nice and strong and healthily. And lupins will do a wonderful job of this. Again, this is one thing you can do at this time of year. Now, with any green manure crop, it's very, very important to dig these in before they get too tall and too woody, and particularly before they flower and set seed. If they do set seed, you tend to find the little seedlings growing all over the rest of your garden as well. So quite an important thing to do with green manure crops. But you can also do it for other things as well. Lucerne is one you can do, and also oats is another one you can grow as well. So allow them to grow a little bit, and then you dig them into the soil structure. So they're pretty cheap and easy to do, and it's also a really good thing to do to stop the soil getting eroded by the wind and by the rain as well. So good thing to do, green manuring. Try it today if you've got a vacant plot of ground before you're about to sort of plant or sow your next set of vegetables on there.